Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want, and the future is certain. Give us time to work it out.
Yeah. We're on a road to nowhere. Come on inside.
Welcome to the Big Red Machine podcast, bringing you behind the scenes of the Ultimate Windows Billing of Stars. It's Monday the 9th of October 2017, and we're looking back on two road games for the Stars. Two of the former EPL teams had the Stars in their inks this weekend. Sheffield Steel Dogs on Saturday night, Hull Pirates on Sunday night, and unfortunately two defeats for Billingham Stars. And we look back on that with post-game interviews. After Saturday's game, a 7-4 loss in Sheffield. Two goals from Chris Sykes, one from Michael Elder, and one from Jack Emerson, but a 7-4 win for the Sheffield Steel Dogs. I spoke with Director of Coaching Terry Ward, but first, Carol White spoke with bench coach Gary Dowd.
Post-game with bench coach Gary Dowd after a 7-4 defeat in Sheffield, but actually, Gary, we can take plenty of positives out of that. We've battled to the end tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we came, and on the bus, me and Terry were sat there, and we counted up. We had 8 players missing altogether out of the squad. So injury, suspension, you know, one thing or another. So we came short benched, which gave the younger players in the team a chance to shine, and they didn't let us down. I mean, they've done very well every time we're on the ice.
I think that's a fair point, Gary. I mean, we've all sat up in the stands tonight, and to a man, everybody's commented about how the younger players have done.
Yeah, well, when you come short benched, you've got to get the young ones on the ice and see what they're made of. You know, it's no good them just sitting on the bench all the time and not getting ice time. In other games, maybe, you have to go with your heart and they don't get as much ice time as you want them to. But tonight, short benched, put them out there and they've done a great job.
Well, as we say, we've had every single member of the team out there tonight on regular shifts, and you could say, you could look at the likes of James Hellens, Alex Preston and certainly Josh Nurtney as well, who've all done put in really good shifts.
Yeah, I mean, I can't fault none of them. You know, they came, they've done the job we asked them to do, so, yeah, good on them.
I think it's fair to say, though, save the second period where we weren't quite at the races, we've given the Steel Dogs a really good game tonight.
Yeah, we have given a good game, but to be honest, when we came out second period, I think we were behind it a bit, but so was Sheffield. And to be honest, Sheffield picked up quicker than we did, and that's when they scored the goals that beat us, really, you know. We did come back in the third period, and we actually won the third period 2-1, which I thought was a great period. But again, you know, we can't be lackadaisical for 5 minutes in this league because teams will kill you.
We are talking week after week about the quality of other teams that are costing us in the end, and but we are getting there ourselves, and it is just a matter of time, I think, before it clicks for us.
Yeah, I mean, when you look around, a team in the northeast, where when you come to Sheffield, they've had Sutton to pick from. They had Sheffield, you know, the original team, as well as the Steel Dogs. So they've had the three teams to pick from. You know, Blackburn have Bradford as a feeder club, and we're just a club stood alone. We will get there. It'll just take a bit longer to get up to speed, you know, and get all the players introduced to the way the league's going.
Bit of a mention for Chris Sykes tonight. He has one man in the match, and that second goal is possibly the best knockdown goal you'll ever see.
Yeah, it was a great goal. I think it was like a baseball shot. The puck came across, you know, just a bit higher than waist. It wasn't high stick or anything like that, and Chris knocked it out of the air for a good goal.
Fantastic stuff to see, and we've got to pick it up again. We've won this last period tonight, and that gives us a little bit of a fillip going into a game against Hull tomorrow.
Yeah, at the end of the second period, I mean, like I said to the lads, you know, we've got to go out, win this period, and take in what we've done in this last period tomorrow night. And we came out, we won the period 2-1, so hopefully tomorrow night we go out with the same jump and see what we can do there, cause an upset in Hull, maybe.
Well, we've got a few players back tomorrow night, so it's not out of the question.
Yeah, we should have. I mean, I know Jack Davies is coming back in, I'm not sure how Richie Thornton is.
Ben Davo's back from suspension.
Ben's back, which is a good help for the defence. You know, tonight we went with two lines of D, and it's tiring against teams like Sheffield. So tomorrow night we have three lines of D. So, yeah, hopefully a better result.
Well, we keep going, we keep plugging away, and it's good to see that the lads' heads aren't dropping.
No, I mean, that was a good thing tonight. When Sheffield went a couple of goals in front, I was trying to gee them up on the bench, you know, and they never dropped. They kept working, you know, and we put a good, respectable third period in, so I can't complain, really.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we'll go again tomorrow, and we just wait for the game where the bouncers go our way and we get the result.
Very much so.
Director of coaching Terry Ward after the game in Sheffield against the Steel Dogs. A second visit in quick succession. An odd game. It was obviously a lot of pressure Sheffield put on the Billingham Stars, but you soaked up the pressure and you were in the game for long periods.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Craig. We came with a very short bench, obviously. We've got eight experienced players missing tonight. So we brought a couple of young lads in and they didn't let anybody down. And we knew where to come in and play defensively and try and shut them down in stages and trap them. And I think we've done that excellent at times, you know. And then, you know, a minute's lapse of concentration, then there's a goal. That's how, you know, the quality of their imports are up front.
2-1 end of the first, and then they score two fairly quick goals in the second period. But from that moment on, I think 4-1, you kind of lived with them. And you kind of tied the game 3-3 after that. And it's, I think, as you said off record before, you won the third period as well.
Yeah, I mean, we had a word with the lads when they came in. And I said, look, we're not going to give in here. We've got to keep going and going and going. Because that's what you have to do against these teams. And, we came out 2-1. So a big positive at the end there. You know, we won the last period against them. They know now next time we play them, we can live with them. And that's the main thing.
Yeah. The obviously man of the match goes to Chris Sykes. Two very well taken goals. The second one, great hand-eye coordination to volley it out of the air there.
Oh, absolute cracking goal from Chris. Well, that's what Chris brings to the table. You know, you'll always get goals off Chris Sykes. And he does a great job of doing it.
And you mentioned the younger players. Obviously, on the face of it, playing a lot of minutes, but it will help their development as they go on.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. You know, we've got good youngsters coming through, and to get them this ice time when we can against top teams like Sheffield and Telford the other week, if we can get them ice time, then, you know, that's all the better for them, for their career, like you were saying, Craig, and for us as a club.
And just to round off the weekend, it's another road game Sunday here in Hull, the Hull Pirates. And we've got Ben coming back from suspension. Is any more players back?
We're expecting Jack Davies back tomorrow as well. So we'll just, you know, we have to play what we play with, and there's no excuse in ice hockey. You just got to go there and do it. It's just to, you know, get home tonight and very late, and get up early tomorrow and catch the bus into Hull for an earlier face off tomorrow.
And same sort of thing again. You'll probably have to face a lot of pressure, but you'll have to live with it.
We will, and we'll have to do the same as tonight, really. We can soak it up and maybe catch them on a break a little bit, like we did with Sheffield tonight.
Later, it was the most versatile arena, Hull Arena, hosting the Billingham Stars against the Hull Pirates. All British team for the Hull Pirates, led by play coach Jason Hewitt. But it was relentless performance from the Hull Pirates, 11-1 in the end. They took the win. Billingham's lone goal came from Denis Bashkatov's in the third period. So again, a big defeat on the road, a double defeat. And after the game, Carol White spoke with Director of Coaching, Terry Ward.
Post-game with Terry Ward after an 11-1 defeat at the hands of Hull Pirates. Just not at the races at all today, Terry.
No, that's a fair comment, Carol. I don't think we were at the races at all. We did a little bit better in the last period. The first two periods were just terrible. Third period, we came out, played for a bit of pride and a bit of heart and a bit of desire. And we, you know, it was a 2-1 period to them. You know, I'm not making excuses, Carl, but you can't have 8 players missing from your team, or 9 players missing from your team, 8 last night. And, you know, the lads give everything they had last night. Get on a bus, get back home, 1 o'clock, back on the bus, a bus tour the next day, go and play here. That's absolutely burned out in there. They give everything they could give. They're just so tired. You just can't do it in this league now. They cannot come short-handed.
We were up against it from the off, a very, very controversial opening goal, and to be honest, it seemed to really demoralise the lads.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a poor goal, and you know, it shouldn't have been, really. But at the end of the day, we've got to pick ourselves up. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. Because when you play teams like Hull and ex-EPL teams, they'll just punish us straight away.
We've had 9 players out this evening, and that's meant that some of our fringe players and younger players have had to step up. And they have given off everything they've got tonight. And, you know, Callum Reynolds there stepping in and between the pipes. A lot of ice time for Josh Nurtney, Matty Campbell. And everybody has given their all.
Yeah, we can't ask no more of them. They've given everything they've got. But, you know, you can't replace experience, and them experienced players are all missing. But these guys just give everything they had, and can't ask no more of them, really.
Well, we've got, you know, the games keep coming thick and fast. We've got 2 tough games at the weekend. We're up in Solway on Saturday, and then obviously we've got the big derby game on Sunday. We really need to start picking points up from somewhere.
Yeah, we need the players back. We need to start, you know, we've had a talk again tonight after the game, and, you know, we know what we need to do. It's up to the players, you know, to do it for you, really. And we've told them, you know, the duties are starting with them now, because the coaches have asked them to do certain things, and, you know, we're not doing them. And so they're being told tonight, and the guys who we're missing we'll have a chat with as well, that we need to start singing off the same hymn sheet, everybody all together. We can't have individuals in the team, because there's no I in team.
Well, if we can't get ourselves up for a derby weekend next weekend, then we really can't. So actually, having a derby coming up is probably the best thing for us right now.
I think you're right, Carol, because the lads will automatically get up for that derby game. And it will be the best thing for us, you're quite right.
Right, well, we've got to pick ourselves up, we've got to dust ourselves off, and we go again next weekend.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Games coming thick and fast this weekend, as we've seen so far in the new NIHL, and doesn't get any easier for the Billingham Stars. Saturday night, a cup game in Dumfries against the Solway Sharks, and then Sunday, a return to home action at the Forum Ice Arena, and it's the first Tees Tyne derby of the year. Whitley Warriors coming in, having pushed the Telford Tigers close last weekend. Similar performance as Billingham did against Telford a couple of weeks ago. But as we know, a derby, the form book's out of the window, and it's a full-blooded encounter. Full house, a big crowd expected at the Forum. It's 6:30 on Sunday evening, and you'll see it coming out in the social media this coming week as well. Billingham Stars will be making a collection for the Billingham Food Bank. So if you want to make any donations to the Billingham Food Bank, you can bring it along to the Forum on Sunday night. It's a 6:30 face-off, Forum Ice Arena, Billingham Stars and the Whitley Warriors Tees Tyne derby action. We do hope you can join us there. Thanks for listening to this production of the Big Red Machine podcast. We'll see you soon.